Perek Hey Mishnah Tes, the fifth chapter of the ninth Mishnah of Zavim. Just a very brief introduction. This Mishnah will be dealing with an individual who eats an amount of food, which is considered to be the amount of a kezias, an olive's volume of flesh. And the person who eats the flesh the size of an olive, of what's called nivlas oaf, from a novella of an oaf, of a bird, such an individual has an ability to affect tuma if it's in what's called the beis habulia, if the flesh from this animal is in what's called the place of swallowing, which is the back of a person's throat, where the esophagus connects to the oral cavity. When the flesh reaches that point, that person actually becomes tame. Such an individual who has actually swallowed a nivlas of tahor has the status of an avatuma, which has an effect on, as our Mishnah tells us, items like becoming a avatuma, and therefore, as we've seen before, imparts impurity. So our text reads, Ha'ochel min nivlas of tahor. So a person who consumes an olive amount of volume of flesh from a bird, from a kosher bird, he beves habliya, and as we said before, it is actually located in the place of swallowing, the back of a person's throat, where the esophagus connects to the oral cavity. And when the flesh is in this point, a person now becomes tame, in the sense that he's metame shnayim uposel achad. As we've seen many times in the past few mishnayos, this individual has an ability to be metame begadim, has an ability to make impure clothing, very similar to the status of an av hatuma, because you can contaminate clothing that he is wearing, or in fact any other objects that he touches at point in time. These items will become a rishon latuma, with a capacity and ability to make, let's say, food items, a sheni latuma. And the sheni latuma has then an ability to turn and to invalidate and to pasul truma, which is what the terminology of metame shnayim uposel echad means in our Mishnah. If such a person is hichnis rosho la'avi hatanur, tahor, v'hatahor hatanur. If a person inserted his head into the airspace of the oven would still be tahor. Now, what's the reason? Even though that the piece of this nivlas of tahor is situated in the back of the throat, the oven would still remain tahor. And the reason, because a metame begadim, this person is avatuma, does not transmit tuma to vessels from klicheres, from earthenware vessels. And in fact, even though this piece of nivlas of tahor is also in the oven, true that it's in this person's throat, but still in the oven, nevertheless, a nivlas of tahor only would contaminate people, specifically a person who eats it, but would not be metame kelim, not metame vessels. Thus, therefore, the oven would not become tuma, would not contract tuma from this nivlas of tahor. Once this individual hekia o vela'a, once this person either spits out or swallows this piece of bird, flesh from a bird carcass, then you have an ability to b'metame echad uposel echad. So if you regurgitated this nivlas of tahor after you swallowed it, if you completely swallowed it, wherever the case may be, and now this piece of meat has entered into one's stomach, you have the status of a rishon letuma, and as we've seen in the past few mishnayos, you have an ability, a person who is a rishon letuma transmits one level of tuma and one final level of invalidation, like we've seen before, rendering food items tame, and the food comes in contact with truma, would become invalidated and puzzles the truma. However, if this food item is uchshehi v'soch piv, if this food item is actually in the mouth, before he swallows it, tahor, it still would be considered tahor. The reason is because it only contaminates in the base of Lia once it reaches the back of the person's throat, but still in front of the person's mouth, the person remains tahor. So only if it was regurgitated, went to the back of the throat, and then went back into the mouth, would he become this rishon letumah status. But if it just remains in the mouth without going to the back of the mouth, back of the person's throat, I should say, and just as in the mouth, then he would not be metame at all. If he would just spit it out, then his status would not have changed. Until it's swallowed, and that goes into the back of the throat, base of Lia, until that point occurs, the person is still tahor. And the reason is because you only become tame when you've actually eaten it. And eating it means swallowing, not having it placed in the mouth. So until it is eaten and it gets to that back of the throat area, then the status of purity remains. Mishnah Yud, the 10th Mishnah in the 5th Perek of Zavim, deals with a number of different avos tuma that are not metame adam to metame begadim, that are not impurify a person who then would render begadim, the clothing, impure, but rather has a different status and becomes only a rishon letuma. Let's read what our Mishnah has to teach us. Hanogeya b'sheretz, a person who touches a sheretz. What's a sheretz? A sheretz are one of the eight type of creeping creatures that are listed in the Torah. And if you touch a dead sheretz, you become a rishon letuma. Or a shichas zera, or semen. Human semen is also has the status of avatuma that can has the ability to contaminate through contact. How much is needed? It is the volume of a lentil, and that would render a person who touches it a rishon letuma, even if you're continuing to touch it. As well as with tamei meis, a person who touches a person who touched a dead body. Or not just a person who touched their body, or also a kli, also a vessel that touched their body. So if this person were to come in contact with it, or mitzora bimei sofro, or one who touches a mitzora during the days of accounting, because we know a mitzora is a person who received this tzara'as, and there's a purification process of the mitzora, which actually has a couple of different stages, and after the Kohen has examined and pronounced that yes, this person's tzaras is actually healed, he has this initial stage that where he has to take two birds. One bird is slaughtered, it's shechted, and the live bird is actually dipped in the slaughtered bird's blood, which is then sprinkled onto the mitzora. And the mitzora then goes to the mikvah and becomes pure, and it can re-enter the machane, can re-enter the camp. But before this purification process, he cannot be in the camp. However, this mitzora still does not have a status of this fully purified until this person waits a week. This person needs to wait 7 days, and then again goes to the mikvah and brings another korban on the 8th day. So this mitzora counts these 7 days before completely finishing the purification process. And on this week, the 7 day of waiting, that's what's called the 7 days. This is what's called Mitzora Bimei Sofro, that our Mishnah is referring to. And so a person who comes in contact with this individual, this Mitzora, who's waiting a week, this person still has the status of an of Hatuma, but he doesn't have an ability to transform someone that touches him into a metame begadim, but rather one stage lower, a person would become an only a rishon letuma, even if this person were to be holding on to this mitzora, who is bimei sofro, counting these 7 days, it still would only make that person a rishon letuma, not an avatuma, which is metame begadim. So it's one stage lower. Our Mishnah continues. Another person who, even though it's an avatuma, a person that comes in contact with it, does not have an ability to be metame begadim, and that is uvemei chata she'in bahem kidei hazaya, or in purification water, an amount of insufficient for sprinkling. Let me explain. As we said in the previous Mishnah, We know we need purification water from a spring, which has these ashes from a pospara aduma, which is used to be metame people or kelim that came in contact with a corpse. And if you have purification water, which is sufficient for this sprinkling for the sarzara, it is an avatuma and can be metame a person. That was in our previous Mishnah. However, if you do not have enough of this water, which would be enough water to actually be metahir somebody, therefore you don't become an full-fledged avatuma, you'll only become rishon l'tuma, nor the ability to be metame begadim. Uvenevela, uvenmerkav, all these things are only metame echad, uposol echad. Or if a person comes in contact with an animal carcass or the contaminated saddle of a zav, as we discussed previously, and all of these things, yes, they might be avatuma, but the person that touches them doesn't have the status to be metame begadim, but only metame echad uposol echad, only has an ability to, through masa, but not through maga, has an ability only through touched, not being carried, they all have an ability to contaminate one and validate one, meaning a person who touches any of these items above become an avatuma, and you touch this avatuma, you only sort of become a rishon l'tuma. A person who's a rishon l'tuma has the ability to transmit only one level of tuma, meaning to contaminate food, and those food items, should they come in contact with truma, would possible them, because those food items would become a sheni latuma. As the haklav, this is the rule our mission tells us, kol hanu ge be'achad mikol avos atumos shebetora metame achad uposol achad. Chutz min hadam. This is the principle. Again, we've discussed this principle in the past from Mishnayos, but we're going to mention it again here. Anything that touches one of the avos atuma that the Torah actually mentions contaminates one and invalidates one, except for a person. The difference between what we've seen before and now is that now we're really just discussing objects, meaning food items and kelim, as opposed to before we were talking about people. And this klal, this rule establishes that an object will never attain the status of metame begadim. An object that touches any of Hatuma always becomes a Rishon. And as Klal continues, Peresh Metame Echad Uposol Echad, and should it separates, it also would contaminate one and invalidate one. And this is important, because there's no difference between people and an object. Even a person who became Metame Begadim while touching all of Hatuma has the status of a Rishon, once you separate from the of Hatuma. But a person's status as becoming and continuing as Metame Begadim is always dependent on maintaining this connection, this of Hatuma. Once that's been severed, the ability to impart is also severed. And that is the end of the 10th Mishnah.